This podcast is brought to you by Nil Desperandum, literary fiction in the audio format from the Bear Crawling Nation. www.ndstories.com.
Skype of Cthulhu presents Call of Cthulhu Scenario Slaves to the Cause by Jim Phillips.
The octopuses at the National Zoo aren't going to feed themselves.
They're not.
So you're going to see a mini Cthulhu's then?
Yeah, we've got one big Pacific giant octopus and then like some cuttlefish and nautilus and things like that.
Cuttlefish. They're creepy.
Yeah, it's a strange name for that fish.
It really is.
Well, they do this weird thing where they flash really quickly and it hypnotizes their prey. I just don't like that.
Camouflage, communication, mind powers.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay, so we are going to pick up exactly pretty much where we left off, on the beach. It is early in the morning. The sun has not come up. It's not really dawn, but you can see the glow over the ocean. Everyone has had a rather disturbing time. Anna is still lying there in Max's care. The two agents in the black suits come down and take hold of Mr. North, and they start to lead him away. They say, we're going to take care of him. He has some questions to answer. You gentlemen should just move on, go home, take care of yourselves. We got a bad feeling about the next few days. Might want to look after yourselves. I need everyone to make a con roll, please.
Oh, shoot. I forgot my dice again. Give me a second.
Hold on.
Is that just straight up con?
Well, what I want you to make a con roll, and my question is, what multiplier did you make? So did you make con by one? Did you make con by two? By three?
All right. Okay. No one told me I'd need dice for this game.
Crazy.
I got a con of 13, and I rolled a 14.
I got a...
So that'd be a two. Con by two.
I made a con by times 8.
Good rolling there.
Thank you.
I think I made con by 5. Yeah, I made con by 5. Did I make con by 4? Yes, barely.
Okay. Actually,
I made mine by 7.
Okay.
Yeah, mine's times 6 also.
Okay.
Yeah, so I made con by 4. Yeah.
Okay. So what that number is at the moment...
days you have left to live.
Yes, wait, let me write those down. That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that. No, it's been a long night. Been chasing around. It's actually been a rough couple days for most of you. You're very tired, very weary. All of your skills, any skill roll, is at a -5 times that number.
Oh.
Until you get until you get that many hours of sleep.
So if we made it by 7, then it's 5 times 7. Times 7.
Right. So yeah. Minus 35.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, I'm not going to do anything. Actually, even walking is a bit of a problem.
Yeah, we need some people in stretchers to take us away.
All those days working in the tomb have come in handy now.
All I did was get in their car and drive some people to the beach.
Let's say you're spiritually exhausted.
I was considering letting Reverend Dubois off the hook for this one, but...
Nah, it's fine. My faith is shaken and whatever. I don't know.
It's been a disturbing evening. So,
yeah.
The two agents are leading Mr. North away down the hill towards their car.
Okay, I think we need a stretcher or something like that for Anna.
Oh, hey, why don't you just summon one out of the depths of the ocean?
Yes. You just put it on a bag.
Yeah. Fold her up.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a suitcase?
Dr. Larson has had a change of personality in the past few minutes, apparently. A little change of heart.
Well, it is the, you know, these things do drive you insane, so.
Yeah. I think we could tie our jackets together and make a makeshift stretcher for her.
I think I'm back at the car, aren't I?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm not even there.
Yep, so you, Reverend Dubois, you see the agents are coming towards you, leading Mr. North. They put him in the back seat of their car. They get in the front seat of the car. And they drive away.
Okay.
Towards Providence.
Well, they didn't look panicked or like they were fleeing from a horde of angry cultists, right?
Correct.
I will get out of the car. I believe I have my shotgun. I don't remember if I got the shotgun or not. I don't think I did. So I'll just creep up to the top of the dune and look down to see what was going on.
You see everyone else standing around looking with lots of dead bodies.
I was with Anna. I stayed with her on the dunes.
She's still alive, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Her eyes looking up at you, tears pooling in the corners.
Okay, just get a pillow or a blanket or something and put it over her head and... Yes.
No, I will. I will take her to one of the cars and lie her on the back seat. Because we are using two cars anyway.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll help Dr. Larson with that.
Okay. She's light enough with all her bones turned to rubber that's Ooh. Not a problem. Carrying her is not a problem. As you pick her up, however, you can feel that really all her bones it's just like they've turned to rubber. It's really kind of a disquieting feeling, and that'll be a sand roll for both of you.
What a surprise. And I make it.
Okay.
For once.
Not that disquieting, apparently.
No, I've seen this before.
I fail.
1 point, sir.
Okay. Have they invented Stretch Armstrong yet?
I've seen this type of stuff in the war.
Where are you fighting?
It used to happen to the Germans all the time.
All right, I guess I'll climb over the sand dunes and head back toward the cars.
Okay.
I'll be following Mr. Ratcliffe and starting to ask him lots of questions about fish people.
Okay.
All the fish people bodies are gone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yep. But the, you know,
the cultists are not.
There's 120 bodies of men, women, and children slain by their own hands.
Plus, I'm not going to go anywhere near them.
Plus Ellie.
Yeah, I want to stop by and defile Ellie's corpse. It's her fault. She made me kill her.
Okay, the corpse has been defiled by Mr. Ratcliffe.
Well, it's a good thing none of us saw that.
Reverend Dubois, are you headed back to the car too?
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone's getting in cars and...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everyone make a spot hidden roll, please.
I reload my rifle just in case.
No, I fail.
I fail.
I pass.
And, yeah, I fail thanks to that. Thanks to that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I would have passed if it weren't for the minus 20, but I failed.
Little minus.
Oh, yeah, I fail.
Okay. Did anyone pass?
No.
No.
Too tired. No. Do not care.
Okay.
In order... My spot hidden is 40, so I would have had to get, you know.
Okay, fair enough.
0-0.
As you're loading on his body into the car and kind of wearily figuring out who has to drive.
Surely not the race car driver / priest.
You hear a gunshot ring out.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
From
holy crap, I'll take cover
from the top of the sand dunes.
Yeah, I'll get around behind the car. It's like, what is it now?
After the single gunshot, there's no more sound, and as you look around, you realize that Mr. Dashwood is no longer with you. He did not come down the hill with you.
Oh, man.
No.
Well, I certainly hope Brian's not coming back now. Okay, guys, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'll try and rush back up the sand dune and see if there's anything that can be done for...
Yes, as you reach the top, you see... The body of Mr. Dashwood with a pistol in one hand and a large hole taken out of his skull.
I'm just going to wearily sit in the car.
It's quite apparent to you, Mr. Ratcliffe, that he has just shot himself in the head.
Oh, damn it.
Well, that could be a gun I could use now.
What did he say, Jeffrey? From the car.
Well, I'd pray for him, but, well, he killed himself, so what's the point, really?
Suicide is a sin.
Yeah, it's easy.
I think God will be understanding given the circumstances.
Nope. That's not how it works.
Well, that probably depends on the God.
Yep.
There is only one God, and he says, no suicide.
What a jerk. I'm going to go down and try and arrange Mr. Dashwood's body so it's not doesn't look so horrible and take his gun.
Okay.
Well, rest in peace. Oh, and I'm going to take his wallet, actually, too. We might... We might need something, some form of identification he has there.
Okay. Roll a D100.
Okay.
Please, sir.
$60.
He also has $60, being a rather rich fellow. Woo-hoo. He carries a lot of cash with him.
Well, we'll say that's for the
Now roll a D100 to find how many flasks he had on it.
There's some in his boots. There's some in his hat. Bunch lining his waist. Yeah, I'll pocket.
It's amazing he didn't accidentally block his own suicide bullet with a flask.
Yeah, he's wearing a foamy hat to two flasks on his head.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I'll pocket his. What kind of pistol does he have? Just a revolver?
I believe so. Something small.
Yeah. All right. Oh yeah, it's like a .32 revolver.
Yeah.
I'll pocket that and his wallet, and cross his arms over his chest and cover his face with his hat.
Okay. Very humane of you, Mr. Radcliffe.
Yeah.
It's
a terrible shame. He doomed himself to hell forever.
Honestly, probably better than what's coming.
In fact, we look over and we see Mr. Dashwood standing there looking very confused. Whoops.
Alrighty.
I'm in the car with Anna.
Okay.
In the back seat.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take driving duties in one of the cars. I'm still good enough at driving to handle that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll drive my car because it's my car.
Fair enough.
And I'll ride with the Reverend. And I bet I have probably twice as much drive skill as anyone else, even with my penalties.
Okay, so Reverend Dubois and Professor Hellsmith are in one car. Mr. Radcliffe, Dr. Larson, Mr. Eugen, and Anna are in the other. I have that correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Where are you guys going?
I heard Canada's nice this time of year.
We go back to the hotel, I suppose. We can rest and...
Yeah, we need...
Figure out what just happened.
The problem is we do no longer have Dashwood with us. So, and I believe he was the one either paying or,
Well, if that's a problem, I can always pay.
The reservation was under his name.
His and my brother, my late brother's name, I believe.
He's still there, yeah. We need to go back to the hotel.
Oh, God. Please.
Okay.
Please let there still be riots.
Yeah, no one will notice when we're walking out with the body.
As the hotel. As you're driving back towards Providence, the road is empty until you get close into Providence, and then the roads are still empty. The sun is just starting to peek up over the horizon. I should point out that it is now Tuesday, the 28th of October. And the city is very empty. Everything is smashed up. There's, in some places, you can see kind of bodies laying on a corner or something. But there's no cars. There aren't really any people moving around. Maybe some people kind of shuffling down the street, looking around, scared, running from one building to another. But it's very, very empty.
I hear the Rocky Mountains are nice this time of year. The Great Plains.
I bet they're all going away because Halloween is coming.
Yeah.
But so too.
And
we should do a Halloween episode.
You eventually arrive at the hotel without too much difficulty, because as I said, the streets are empty. So
for once we don't have to make driving rolls.
Hmm.
Or maybe we do.
Nope.
Any Russians following us?
Our mandatory one car crash per session.
Would you care to make a spot hidden roll as you're looking around for Russians following you, Reverend Dubois?
Oh, I'm not. Okay. This is the wrong Dubois.
I will look around. Just, you know, I'm trying to see what is happening and all.
Okay.
But I get an 80. So it's like 110.
I'm just tired. Weary. Not really seeing much of anything. I presume you guys are parking in the parking garage? In the parking structure for the
hotel? Park them down there and...
Do they have parking garages? And
yeah, they have a parking, like an underground parking area. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
In the basement, ramp down to
it. We'll,
it is a rather fancy hotel.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's get on a bed as soon as possible, and
yeah, let's set her next to then...
Oh, the remains of the other two or three cards that we have sitting there.
Pretty much. I'll check.
Okay,
check how many rounds Mr. Dashwood's gun has left in it. And
as you're entering the hotel, the doorman comes up to you and says, "Gentlemen, oh, I'm so glad to see you made it. Oh, horrible night, horrible night." He kind of stops.
What's been going on?
And looks at Anna. Is she okay? Do you need some help? Can I get you something?
Can you call an ambulance?
I
assume they're busy.
He kind of stumbles for a second. I can try, but I don't know that I would expect one to respond very quickly. It's been a horrible night. There have been looting and rioters, and we had to fight some people off at the front door. As you can see, the streets are just deserted. The police, you can't get through to the police yet, but I'll certainly try. I'll certainly try.
Yeah, she may be safer here.
Yeah.
In the hospital.
Hey, have you guys ever heard of the Alamo? The ambulance. Yeah, let's see if we can get some medical attention for Miss... for Anna, and
he says, "I'm
going. I'm gonna head up in the elevator towards to our room."
Okay, by yourself.
Hey, does anyone want to come to the room with me?
Yeah, I'll come to the room with you.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll go with him as well.
Yeah, we're all going there.
Okay, just checking.
We need to. Yeah, we need to lay Anna on. On a bed.
Sounds pretty ominous when you ask.
Are you going alone?
The doorman says, I'll do my best to try and get an ambulance, and I'll send them up if I can.
Thank you.
Okay, so you return to your room. It is as you left it. The sheeted body of Mr. Dubois is laying there in the room. In the main room. There's a deep sigh from the Reverend Dubois as he looks over the corpse of his brother still laying there in a hotel room.
Father always said this is how Drayton would end up.
We need to bury Dubois soon.
Yeah.
Before you know, he's been dead for more than 20 hours already.
Yeah, hotel room probably stinks.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the greatest smell.
Just put him down the laundry chute.
But the hotel room has been kept fairly cool, so it's not as bad as it might have otherwise been.
Well,
yeah.
What are we supposed to do? I mean, it doesn't sound like we can just call the undertaker to make a house call.
Well, no, we know where the graveyard is.
Yeah.
We have some where he died.
We have other things to clean up there anyway.
We'll just bury him under a cairn made out of dead Russians. He would have wanted it that way.
I'm just going to find a bed and sleep for 40 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go back up to my room as well.
Make sure the door is locked and everything.
I'm going to try and use the hotel phone to make arrangements for my brother and to also see if we can't get in touch with the hospital to get an ambulance for the lady.
Okay.
I'll see you gentlemen later. I'm going to retire to my room and get some rest. It's been a night.
Okay.
Professor's going to find out if there's any whiskey left on that food cart they brought us the last time and find a way to go to sleep with that.
There IV. Is. That won't be a problem.
Whiskey IV.
There is. That's a good point. Drayton's probably pickled. There's probably enough alcohol left in his bloodstream. I probably won't spoil as bad.
Mr. Eugen, your room is also on the top floor, so it's just a couple doors down from this one, so you're not that far away.
Okie dokie. I'll lock the door and I'll put a chair under the handle just in case.
Okay. Meanwhile, back in the main room, as Professor Hellsmith is drinking himself to sleep, is drinking himself unconscious, and Mr. Ratcliffe is just falling asleep. What are you guys doing with Anna's body? Or with Anna, I guess I should say.
Yeah, I'm going to put her in the bed.
Okay.
And I will sleep. I will sleep in the same bed. I know she won't mind.
Pervert. That's not creepy at all.
It's okay. I'm a doctor. It's okay.
You can see her eye. You can see her eyes moving back and forth as she's.
No.
Okay, Dr. Larson is down. Reverend Dubois?
Yes.
As you pick up the phone, you flip it a few times. There's just silence. There's no operator.
That's going to make this difficult.
7 days.
Okay.
For that, somebody would have to be able to call in first. The phone hasn't rung, so.
Well, this is going to make things very difficult.
As you stand there looking at the receiver.
I'm trying to think. I'm thinking.
Still just silence. Some light snoring from the other room as Mr. Ratcliffe has fallen asleep. Dr. Larson has fallen asleep.
Tired, but there are things that need to be done before I can rest.
Professor Hellsmith slumps to the ground with a bottle in his hand.
I tell you, there is no monsters.
This is all the fault of the demon drink.
Fish people don't make booze.
Uh, Well, if I can't get the hospital to come to me, I suppose I'll have to go make arrangements myself. The streets were empty. There wasn't any rioting going on at the moment, correct?
Correct.
I don't think Anna needs to be moved in her condition, so I won't take her with me. I don't feel the need to bring the body with me, so I will leave them to their rest.
Okay.
And head to my car.
Okay.
With the body?
No.
No, just by myself.
Just by myself.
Yeah. Don't worry, Dr. Larson. He's not taking Anna from you.
I've got a gun.
I've got a hunting shotgun in my trunk, and I'll just put that in, in the passenger seat, just in case. I'm not a man of violence, but
okay.
And maybe I can put the fear of God into any potential assaulters.
Fair enough.
What floor are we?
The top floor of this hotel, which is, we said at one point, it's like the fifth or sixth floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking, just to make sure that if someone comes, we will, more likely someone's going to stop him first. Well, not for us. Well, I'm sleeping anyway.
I am going to drive to the hospital.
Okay.
I'll ask for directions first from the desk manager or whatever.
Oh, but yes sir. We have not been able to get through to the police yet for your friend, but certainly to go yourself, that'd be an excellent idea. He pulls out a map of Providence and writes down directions and draws a line on the map, shows you where to go.
All right, and that's where I'll go.
Okay. As you head back out onto the streets of Providence, they are still, the sun is just come up. It's just peeking over the horizon. The streets are still empty. Every once in a while, you can see somebody running from one building to another. On some of the, here and there, there's a body lying in the street that you just drive by, don't look too closely. Windows are smashed in. Cars are broken. Eventually, you come to, as you get near the hospital, you can see that there is, as you come around a corner, you can see the parking lot. You can see the parking lot of the hospital is quite full. The hospital is apparently a focus of activity. In fact, the parking lot is jam-packed, and you can see at the entrance to the hospital, there's obviously a big crowd in the waiting room, and it appears to be just inside the front door, and it appears to be spilling out of the front doors. There's not really a line because people aren't that calm and collected right now. It's more like a mob scene of people trying to push their way into the hospital and shouting and some shoving back and forth, and it's quite a mess.
There's no way I'm getting in there, is there?
Well, you do have a shotgun.
That's not something he would do. Probably any of the other party members yeah. would, but not him.
If only Mr. Ratcliffe was here to shoot some innocent bystanders
yeah.
and
yeah.
take a doctor hostage.
It's their fault. They got in my way.
Dr. Hellsmith has that broken Tommy gun of his. Well, clearly the hand of men is not going to help us. So I'm going to head to the nearest church.
Okay.
Ask for a little help from upstairs.
Okay. There is a church It's kind of a small, say, Presbyterian church just down the
street. Okay, that's okay. As long as it's not Catholic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can't stand them Catholics.
Just down the street from the hotel, from the hospital. You kind of drive around, you see it. The door is standing open.
Mm-hmm. I'll go inside.
Okay.
Oh man, the priest is going to be like sprayed all over the altar.
As you go in, as you enter the church, you can see that it looks like it's been ransacked. Some of the pews are overturned. So there's kind of paper torn and strewn about. Apparently there was a large cross against the back wall, which has been taken down and is kind of laying on its side up against the wall.
Well, I will be utterly aghast at this. Probably say a prayer of some sort and I'll look around for the, you know, priest or whomever, if there's anyone here.
Make a listen roll.
Maybe. No, that 20% got me.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, you don't. Towards the back, there is a door off to the side. The word office imprinted on it, but you don't hear anything. And you don't see anyone.
Well, I go up to the door office and just gently knock on it. Hello? Is there anyone there?
Make another listen roll with a plus 20. Okay. So that negates your minus 20. Make a straight listen.
Does it negate, 000?
No. Make an idea roll.
Okay.
Reverend Dubois.
Oh yeah, I pass.
It occurs to you that although you can't hear anything, if there was somebody hiding in this church, if there was somebody hiding around here, this office room, whatever it is, might be a good place to hide, although you can't hear anyone.
Oh,
but if someone was going to hide in a church,
mm-hmm.
if just anyone yeah. came up to knock on the door, they probably would, you know, not be responding. But if it was a man of God,
uh-huh.
yeah, that might be a different story.
Oh, hello. I'm a priest. My name is Reverend Dubois. Is there anyone here?
Make a persuade roll.
Okay, I'm quite good at that, actually.
Or no. Sorry, make a credit rating roll.
I'm also quite good at that.
You don't use credit rating enough. We should do it.
No. Credit rating. I agree. Yeah, I pass.
Okay.
I'm going to assume I don't get a 20% penalty on credit rating.
No. Yeah, that's...
You're too tired. That makes you too desirable. I pass.
You hear a soft... Hello? Reverend?
I'm from inside the office?
Yes.
I'm coming inside. Please don't be alarmed, and I'll open the door.
Well, you would, except it's locked.
Could you let me in, please?
Reverend?
Yes. Is that a man, woman, child?
It sounds like the voice. If you had to guess, you would guess it's the voice of a young girl.
Yes, child.
Reverend, I'm the those people. My mom. What happened?
I don't know, but they're gone now. No one here is going to hurt you.
Sounds like she starts to. You can hear it. Sounds like she's kind of crying softly.
Will you please open the door?
Okay, now you have to make a persuade roll.
Okay. Oh, yeah. 17. No problem.
Okay. After a few seconds, you can hear a shuffling. The lock clicks. You can hear the lock click.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Open the door slowly.
Okay. The room inside is dark.
Mm-hmm.
There's a desk and some papers and some bookshelves. It looks like it's in fairly good order. Apparently, whoever ransacked the main room of the church did not make it in here. And you can just make out what looks like the figure of a small girl standing against the back wall.
See, it's all right. The bad people are gone now.
Reverend, they took my mommy. She breaks down crying.
Oh, dear.
It's a young girl. She looks like she could be 8, no more than 10. Kind of curly blonde hair, but her face is dirty. She's got on a white dress, like her Sunday dress, although it's Tuesday, which is kind of ripped and torn, and there's some stains on it.
Mm-hmm.
Not torn like it's falling off, but
yeah,
like she's been running away from rioters for 2 days. They took my mommy.
Who?
I don't. Man, they took her. Everyone was yelling and breaking things, and she breaks down, crying some more.
It has been a terrible time, but I am sure the Lord will protect your mother. I'm sure she is fine.
She looks up at you. Big blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You think so? Is mommy with Jesus?
I'm sure she is. Oh, that's horrible.
She leaps forward and wraps herself around one of your legs, or as much of you as she can hug, really tightly, and starts sobbing. Continue sobbing.
Be somewhat uncomfortable, but pat her on the head and just like, yes, everything's going to be okay. Your mother will be fine.
She looks up at you. Are you sure?
Of course I am. I'm a priest. I have faith.
Not for long.
What am I supposed to do with this? Okay. Well, I'll take a quick look around the office.
Okay.
I don't suppose there's a first aid kit or anything in here.
Make a luck roll.
Um, Yes, unless I'm so tired my luck has left me.
I'll give it to you. You find a little stash of, there's some bandages, a roll of bandages, some iodine.
Maybe nothing
extensive, but, you know.
Maybe Dr. Larson can use this to help Anna.
Yes, that's just what she needs. Just a little bandaging.
Look, man. I'm a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
Excellent idea. Excellent idea. Good thinking. Your heart is in the right place.
You need more tongue depressors.
All right. Well, come with me. Maybe we can find your mother.
She looks up at you and says, "Will you take care of me until we do?"
No, I'll take care of you as long as I can. I mean,
she says, "Oh, thank you," and she grabs you in a big hug again.
I feel that there are going to be many others in the need of the Lord's help. Wearily.
Have you lost any sand?
Yeah, I've lost a few points.
Okay.
I started out with 65. I have 53 left, okay. So I've lost about 12.
Give yourself a D4.
Oh, wow. Find my D4.
For comforting and offering to help a lost girl, you feel a surge of sanity. You feel a
3 points.
Blessing. You feel better about yourself. Better about the world.
Okay. I guess the police office would be the next logical step. I feel like I'm hogging all the audio, though.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to come back in a minute here.
Okay. All right. Not that I don't deserve to hog the audio after single-handedly killing all the monsters. All right, I guess I'll take her to the police station next, unless the police station's on fire, in which case. Or surrounded by an angry mob or what have you.
Okay. So you get back in your car and...
Mm-hmm.
Since you don't know where the police station is, I presume you consult the map.
Yes.
Okay. The map does have police stations marked on it. Kind of figure out your way. Figure out the nearest one.
Okay.
Which is, of course, since we're near the hospital, it is also not far from the hospital. Just another couple blocks over. You make your way over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of roll past the hospital, and you can see there's still a kind of a mob scene outside, people pushing and shoving and yelling. You can't see there are some policemen around. It looks like there are a couple of people that are actually kind of in the crowd that's pushing, trying to get in, who look like they might be policemen. They're kind of battered and bruised, but they're in uniforms torn, but you can kind of see flashes of uniform, and around the edges of the crowd, you can see that there are a couple policemen who look like they're trying to maintain order or shove people into some semblance of a line. And as you roll on past, a couple blocks down, you come to the police station. However, it is the windows are broken out. There's a couple police cars in front, one of which has actually been overturned. It looks like it was on fire. In the windows of the police station are broken out. The door is busted down, and you can see some fire smoldering inside.
I knew it was going to be on fire. Child, where do you live? What's your name first? I should probably ask that.
She looks up at you. My name is Ellie.
Ellie. Of course it is. Where do you live, Ellie?
I live with my mommy.
Oh.
Where is that?
Wait, at our home.
Which is, how old does she look?
Maybe she's special.
your best. She looks like she's somewhere between 8 and 10.
She doesn't know where her home is. 8 and 10. I knew where I live by 8 or 10.
Yeah, but she's had a rough couple days.
Yeah. Do you know your address or what street you live on?
There may have been some failed sand rolls along the way. You never know.
Yes, I'm trying to get through to her.
She kind of looks up at you blankly. I don't remember.
How about if I maybe roll my psychoanalysis skill, which I have a little
maybe
bit
it's
of.
An island.
We live under the sea. Father Dagon, obviously. Psycho. No. Okay. Great. Do you have any other family aside from your mommy? A daddy or a grandma or grandpa?
There is Uncle Fishhead.
She looks at you for a second and says, yeah, my grandparents are... She kind of looks down for a second. They live somewhere else.
They're dead, aren't they? Okay. I'm running out of ideas. I don't suppose there's a convenient orphanage I can just pawn on her own. Far lose some sand.
Is she Afro-American?
No, she's...
Nope.
Okay.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, I'm at a loss. Is there a convent I can leave her at? Get her all nunned up. That's what a young girl needs. I have no idea.
As Reverend Dubois sits in his car, as Reverend Dubois sits with the young Ellie in his car, completely at a loss as to what to do. Mr. Eugen.
Yes.
Would you make a listen roll?
All right. Still with the -35 or
from your deep sleep, yes.
Oh, lovely. I'm probably not going to make this, but whatever. Let's see. Yeah, I missed by several hundreds.
Okay. Dr. Larson, Professor Hellsmith, and Mr. Ratcliffe, would you all make listen rolls, please?
Let's see what we can do. Oh, I got a 9, but that wouldn't be enough to overcome the.
And I totally missed.
Penalty.
Yeah, I failed.
Okay, Mr. Ratcliffe's 9. I'm going to say is good enough. However,
oh, okay.
Professor Hellsmith has passed out by this time. It's been about an hour since Reverend Dubois left, so you've all been sleeping about an hour. And. Mr. Ratcliffe, in the depths of your sleep, you are kind of, you wake up, You say you think, thought you heard something. Not sure what it was, but.
Where did it sound like it was coming from?
And then a few seconds later, you hear somebody is pounding on the door. Hello, is anyone in there?
I'm gonna go to the door and check the peephole. If there is one. Quietly.
Okay. As you stumble your way to the door, bleary-eyed, you can hear they must have left already. And as you just make it to the people, you can just see what looks like the doorman or the bellman, or you can just see a flash of the hotel uniform move out of view.
Ooh. I don't know if I should open the door. hell, I'll unlock the door and open it just a crack to try and get a better look.
Okay. Are you going to actually look out, look down the hallway, or?
Yeah, just enough to try and see who all was there.
Okay. You can see the doorman running down the hallway towards these stairs.
Huh. Okay.
You can hear him calling to someone who is apparently ahead of him, but out of your sight. No, there's no one up here. It's already empty. Let's get out of here.
I'm gonna call to him. Doorman.
He comes up short. Oh, sir, you guys have to get out. There's a fire. Quick, quickly. Jesus.
I'm gonna go.
Oh, that's it. I'll go to the fire department.
Reverend, you didn't have to. Didn't have to take his body. You could just left him here and be cremated.
I didn't take the body.
You did leave the body there.
Oh, that's right. Oh, good. Well, then problem solved. All right, I'm gonna rush in and start banging around and waking people up.
Okay.
Wake up! Wake up! There's a fire. We have to get out of here right now.
I don't want to get up.
Shut up.
Okay.
Anna started walking outside the bedroom and outside of the building. I mean, outside of the room.
Okay. You can start to, as you exit the room with Anna stumbling, dragging her along, you can smell smoke.
Jesus. Okay.
Come on, Professor.
Grab what you need, but only what you can carry.
I'm coming. I'm just grabbing this bottle. I don't want to make sure it doesn't get destroyed.
Did they happen to wake me up as well?
Not yet.
Nice.
No, I've been yelling and banging around all over the place. So
yeah, but he's in a different room.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, I'll go over to his room.
Okay.
Say hey.
Make another listen roll, Mr. Yu.
Oh, great.
He barricaded himself in.
Still don't make it.
Nope. There's no answer from Mr. Eugen's room, Mr. Ratcliffe.
Well, I'll try to kick the door open.
Okay.
Because I'm a good guy like that.
What's your strength?
Well, good luck with that.
13.
Okay. Let's call it a 45% chance.
Okay. 94. That's a no. Oh, my ankle.
The smoke will suffocate him in his sleep before he burns to death.
Jeffrey, yeah, what is going on? We need to get out.
Yeah.
Yep. Time to go.
Fresh your heads for the elevator. This way, fellas. The elevator's this way.
Not the elevator. The stairs. The stairs. You don't take an elevator.
20s. There's no don't take elevator and fire signs.
The doorman looks at you and says, I knocked. There wasn't anyone there. Why are you trying to break the door down?
I don't know. Let's go.
Do you think there's someone in there, sir?
Yeah, do you have a fire axe?
he looks at you for a moment. Fire axe. Never mind, let's just go. He takes out a key.
Okay. That
works. And unlocks the door. And he goes in and says, oh my goodness. And he rouses Mr. Eugen. There's a fire. You have to get out, sir.
Huh? Us?
Where? Fire.
What? Fire? Here?
Flambe.
Yes, the hotel is on fire. We have to leave now.
All right. Let me just grab some clothes and we'll go. I'll just grab my suit and my cape and head out. And on the way, I'll just light a cigarette.
Okay.
So, run down the stairs.
Yeah, I'm ready going down the stairs with Anna.
Okay.
Slowly so I won't fall.
Okay. So Dr. Larson is basically in the lead with Anna. However, since you're carrying Anna, Professor Hellsmith catches up to you after a couple floors, carrying a bottle.
Move out of the way. You're going too slow. Just she can't do nothing anyway. Just drop her. Let's go. Do you want a drink?
Man, he's a mean drunk.
It's his first time ever being drunk.
They're just ignoring him. Keep walking down.
Okay. When you make it to the landing for the third floor, you see coming back up the stairs is one of the other staff members. Actually, it's the desk clerk. Says we can't go that way. It's the lower floors are completely engulfed. We have to go out the window. They're the back fire escape. This way.
Oh, crap.
Ah, good. A hotel where there is a fire escape.
He leads you into the third floor hallway.
Could you guys make up your minds? First we go up, then we go down.
Please, sirs, come this way. We must get out. He kind of looks back up the stairs at the... You can see... Mr. Ratcliffe and the doorman and Mr. Eugen, I presume, coming downstairs. This way. We have to go out the fire escape.
Okay.
Let's escape from the fire.
Okay, follow.
Okay. He takes you across the third floor hallway to a window. Throws open the window, and there is indeed a fire escape there.
But it's on fire.
Well, sure, it's for the fire to escape the building, so the fire can get out. And he steps through the window onto the fire escape, kicks the latch for the ladder to go down. You hear clang, 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 and the ladder opens out, extends out. This way, hurry! And he starts climbing down the ladder.
All right, I'll...
Dr. Larson, you've got Miss Anna. Please go next.
Okay.
And it's not a stairway, it's a ladder. So you're basically on a third floor landing. If you look out the window, there's a metal landing, and there's a ladder that goes down to another one at the second floor, and you can see the desk clerk reaches that one. He kicks open a latch, ladder falls open, and he scampers down that one to the ground.
Just drape her over your back, and then tie her arms together around your back.
Yes, over the shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to put her over my shoulders and start going down.
Okay. Make a...
Oh, no.
It'll be a dex times 3 roll. Since you are encumbered with a body.
18.
Woohoo! Nice.
All right. You make it to the second floor landing without a problem. And the rest of you can see Dr. Larson go out the window. And as you eventually reach the window, you see the same thing, the fire escape. You can see the clerk kind of runs out into the street and says, "Come on, hurry!" Down below you, you can see there's smoke billowing out of the windows of the floors below you.
I'll follow
down the ladder.
Wait, Mr. Eckler, I go next. I'm more important than you. My books sell more.
You're drinking grape juice only from now on.
Okay. Professor Hellsmith, would you also make a dex by 3 roll since you're drunk off your ass?
I rolled an 18.
And somehow you managed to make it to the second floor landing of the fire escape.
Yeah, well, drunks are more dexterous than you think.
Yes.
Speaking from personal experience.
Which is now quite crowded with both of you there.
Excuse me, Dr. I'm going down the stairs. You just wait here. I'll tell you when it's safe.
Professor Hellsmith pushes his way in front of Dr. Larson to climb down. Ladder to the ground floor. Make another dex times 3 roll, sir.
And that's a 73, and that's going to be a no.
However, he slips and falls to the ground. Make a luck roll, Professor Hellsmith.
That's a 36, and my luck's a 50. So, yeah, that's a pass on the luck.
Okay. D4 damage as you hit the ground.
Points of damage.
Make it a D3, not a D4. Sorry.
Okay. So then that would be 1 point of damage.
Okay.
Mr. Lars, Dr. Larson, it's okay. It's soft down here.
I just shake my head and start going down.
Okay. That'll be another dex by 3 roll, Dr. Larson.
Okay. Oh, no, I failed. 49.
Make a luck roll.
Nope. 90.
That'll be a D6 damage.
Three points.
Okay. And you stumble, and obviously you hit the ground pretty hard. Anna's body kind of goes flump next to you.
She looks like she
took a little bit of damage too.
Oh crap. I'm sorry, Anna. But we need to get out of this building. Professor Hellsmith, help me out here.
Oh, you need a drink here.
I take the bottle and throw it away.
Meanwhile, back up on the third floor, Mr. Eugen and Mr. Ratcliffe, you see this. You see all this play out beneath you.
Yeah, Mr. Eugen is putting his pants on.
Okay.
I'll head down the ladder next.
Okay. That'll be a dex times 5 roll for you, sir.
Alrighty.
All right. Looks like Mr. Eugen is going to be fully dressed by the time he gets down.
3, no problem.
Okay. You make it to the second floor landing. Back up on the third floor, the doorman says, "You can put your pants on when you get outside, sir. Please hurry."
Sure. Okay, I'm gonna start climbing down.
As you turn and look, you can see the fire has made its way onto the third floor, and the far end of the hall is burning.
All right, I'll climb
smoke
down.
Smoke is starting to roll down your way. That'll be a dex times 5, sir.
All right. And 95. I do expect it.
Make a luck roll.
Give me a second here. I got to figure out how much luck. What my luck was. All right. That one I make.
Okay. Mr. Ratcliffe, would you make a luck roll, please?
Sure thing.
As Mr. Eugen slips and falls.
Do I fall on him or?
48, I made it.
Okay. And falls next to you. Thump. D2 damage, Mr. Eugen.
All right. And that would be a 1.
Okay. You strange person.
The doorman sticks his head out, looks down, kind of shakes his head. Hurry to the street, please! And he steps out onto onto the third floor landing. He's getting ready to come down once you guys make room.
Heading down to the next
one. Go ahead. I'll follow right after him, actually.
Okay. Dex by 5, right, Mr. Ratcliffe.
14.
And Mr. Ratcliffe scampers to the ground without a problem.
All right, I'll follow him.
Okay.
And 80. Again, I don't make it.
Make another luck roll.
All right. Make by 1.
Okay. D3 damage.
All right. 3 points.
As Mr. Eugen falls again.
Ow, my elbow.
And the doorman.
Oop. Wrong dice. Falls on top of me.
As the doorman is coming down the from the third floor landing to the second floor landing, you can see the fire escape is shaking quite badly. And you can hear a kind of a creaking sound, and then a snapping sound, and the whole fire escape breaks loose from the side of the building. And I need everyone to make a dodge roll, please.
Oh, crap. Do we still get the minus, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. All right.
Oh, then I'm,
nice.
Oh, I'm dead.
I passed. I stumble out of the way.
I got a 31, which would have been a miss anyways.
Yeah, I miss.
I would have actually made it otherwise, but not with that minus. Okay. I have a 5% chance of making.
Those of you who missed, make a luck roll, please.
All right. I made
that
it.
I can do 36.
Dr. Larson?
I pass.
Okay. The structure crashes down. And the doorman crashes down with it. As you kind of try to leap out of the way, you're just caught by some of the falling metal, and you each get another D3.
Oh.
No.
2 points.
Two.
All right, that's half my hit points gone.
Yeah, same here.
You see the doorman strikes his head on the ground and is kind of, it kind of splits open, and he looks like he's pretty well dead.
Oh.
Smoke is billowing out of the hotel. You can see it looks like the fire has pretty much engulfed the third floor now as smoke is billowing out of those windows.
I just try to get Anna out of the way.
I pull my pants back up
towards the street. I'm bleeding, by the way. Just 5 points. Do I need to make a con roll?
Yeah, I think I need to do that as well. I've lost half my hit points.
Okay.
And I fail, obviously, with 115 or something.
Dr. Larson, go ahead, Mr. Eugen.
95. So I'm a bit as well.
Dr. Larson and Mr. Eugen fall unconscious.
Crap, oh, my great pants are around my ankles.
Strangely, you don't hear any sirens. The streets are still quiet.
No.
It does not
boy
seem like there's anybody coming to help.
Yeah.
With that, we will cut back to Reverend Dubois.
Yes.
Still sitting in his car. Okay. With a young blonde girl.
Right. Okay. Well, so the police are out.
Oh, you devil, you.
Make a spot hidden roll, Reverend Dubois.
Yes. 09.
You can see smoke rising from somewhere in the city. Would you care to make an idea roll?
Nope. I would not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks like something's burning somewhere. No clue where it is, though. No idea.
It's probably on the water.
Must be.
Damn. Bam, bam, bam. I have run out of emergency services to check. Obviously, the fire department's going to be busy since there's smoke on the horizon. I don't know the city very well. I suppose I have no choice but to head back to the hotel for now. Unless, do you have any idea where they may have taken your mom? Where did you become separated from her?
They took her in the church.
Did you see which way they went?
She looks up at you. I was hiding in the office. I'm sorry, I didn't see.
That's fine.
She sniffles
okay
and starts crying again.
You're a terrible child. Your mother would hate yes you for this.
Oh, your mother's fine. I was just hoping we'd know where to go to help her find you. Obviously, she's going to be looking for you.
The bad man took her, and she was yelling. I was scared. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't watch. I didn't want to see.
Don't. It's not your fault. Don't worry. Like I said, your mother is fine. God's looking out for her. Right. I'm going to head back to the hotel since I've run out of options.
Okay. As you make your way back towards the hotel, you're driving along and the streets are still pretty empty. There's not a whole lot going on. It's really kind of strange. It looks almost deserted. not completely deserted, as I said. You can see some shadows moving behind some windows here and there, and occasionally someone will dart out across the street or whatever. As you're making your way towards the hotel, however, you realize that the smoke is coming from the direction of the hotel.
Okay. It's not good. I will drive a little bit faster.
Okay. As you round the corner to the hotel, you can see that yes, the hotel is burning. Smoke is billowing out of the three windows, and just as you turn the corner, you can see the fire escape at the front of the building come crashing to the ground, and it looks like there was someone on it at the time. And there's some people standing around at the base of the where the fire escape fell, kind of jumping out of the way, and it looks like at least three kind of people laying around the strewn around the wreckage of the fire escape.
Okay. I'll pull up and I'll say, wait here, child, and I'll grab the first aid kit and I will rush out to see if there's anything I can do to help.
Okay. You see Dr. Larson with Anna laying next to him just outside. Kind of looks like Dr. Larson may have a leg kind of under one of the pieces of metal. He's laying there unconscious. Mr. Eugen is dodged kind of flat on the ground the other way, and Mr. Ratcliffe and Professor Hellsmith are looking stunned.
Well, I'm going to try and move the metal off of Dr. Larson.
You can see another gentleman that you look at that you recognize as the desk clerk kind of look at this whole scene, and then he just takes off running down the street.
Well, he'll get what's coming to him. Right. So first I'm going to try and lift this piece of hunk of metal off of Dr. Larson.
He's not really trapped by it, so you're able to.
Okay.
You're able to get him out pretty easily.
Let's see if I can't bandage him up, since he's a doctor after all. If he's out of commission, then that's a problem.
Okay.
So first aid. No. Help me, someone, anyone.
I'll try to.
Mr. Ratcliffe. Dr. Hellsmith. Maybe not Dr. Hellsmith.
I'll try with my base 30%. Dude. Are you sure we couldn't, like, library use something, or?
Can I drive auto to fix them?
Perhaps if we return to the library, we can research.
Exactly.
I can mechanically repair them. Can I give them a robot leg?
No, I can't. I don't get the first aid.
Okay.
Mechanical repair it is. Hand me a wrench.
I've seen injuries like this before, back over in Egypt. He's a goner. Just leave him alone.
Well,
you can try on Mr. Eugen as well.
Powerful. Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Foreigner, who cares about him?
No, I don't succeed. I still have that penalty on me, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't slept or anything, so yeah, I don't succeed.
Looks like the fire has reached the fourth floor. Smoke is billowing out into the street.
Well, we need to get them away from the burning building, at least. Help me get them clear.
Yeah.
We'll
pick okay.
The professor grabs Anna by her shoulder and just starts dragging her.
Okay. It's okay. She's bouncy. She'll be fine.
I'll get Dr. Larson and start pulling him away.
Yeah. I'll get that other guy.
Okay. Okay. You managed to drag everyone over, presumably, to the far side of the street?
Yep. And then the hotel comes crumbling down.
No, not yet.
Okay. All right.
Just stand there and watch it burn. Look at each other in stunned silence.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a very bad night. Excuse me, I'm going to find some alley to sleep in.
Yeah, I don't know what...
I'm still unconscious, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
How long are you guys unconscious for?
I didn't actually roll for it.
What is it?
I forget what the rule is on how long you're...
I think it's... It wasn't non-lethal damage, so I think he's unconscious for... tell you what. They're unconscious for however long you say they're unconscious for.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good ruling.
Yeah, that works. Okay. Yeah, you guys are still unconscious.
All right.
Mr. Ratcliffe, I got a question to ask you.
What's your question, Professor Hellsmith?
The fishy people, what were they trying to do?
As far as I can tell, the fish people wanted to... Actually, I'm not sure. It's very strange. Because the deep ones kept trying to intercept us all through... you know, they tried to attack us at the train station and at poor Mr. Dashwood's house, and they seemed to be... I'm not sure if they were working with Mr. North or not, but I know Ellie, jerk, was trying to prevent the summoning of Dagon. But I'm not sure if the deep ones were trying to do the opposite and trying to summon it or not. It seems like that's what they were doing.
You mean you don't mean deep ones, you mean the people of Monaghan Island.
Yeah, the people of Monaghan Island.
So this Dagon thing from the mythology theft, he's coming here?
If not here, somewhere on the East Coast, I'm assuming.
Would you make an idea roll, Mr. Ratcliffe?
Oh, sure thing. I'm good at making ideas. Yep, 36.
Okay. You recall that part of the ritual that you were expecting required either to summon or to reject, presumably reject, because that's apparently what Ellie was trying to do. Mm-hmm. Part of that ritual required some kind of blood sacrifice. And you would guess that 120-some-odd people committing suicide counts as a blood sacrifice.
Right. Yeah, there was all those... those were all the people of Monaghan Island, weren't they?
Which are the same people that attacked you at the train station, which are the same people that attacked you and burned down the late Mr. Dashwood's house.
Yeah, I remember now. They were I guess they were trying to reject the summoning of Dagon, but but by sacrificing all of themselves?
Well, people, those people were clearly mad, and of course, no amount of sacrifice, as you say, would summon any sort of creature such as that. It's horrible witchcraft and terrible, but there is, after all, only one god.
Mr. Reverend?
Yes.
I didn't believe Mr. Ratcliffe when he was talking about fish people. And I saw fish people last night. So
I'm sure I saw some very strange, deformed people. And you've had a lot to drink.
Yeah, so I'm trying to...
This
so
is
the ritual
why
was only...
prohibition is in place.
Oh no, are you going to call Molly Hatchet? So the ritual was only half completed. But was simply throwing the scepter into the water, the other part of the ritual? The other ritual, the summoning? Doesn't... This is all very confusing.
You're the expert. You're the one that writes all these silly books.
There are things even I don't know about these horrible hidden mysteries of the earth and elsewhere.
Would the conscious members of the party make an idea roll?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes for me too. Okay. Yes for the professor.
And then would Mr. Ratcliffe make a second idea roll?
Oops, sure thing. And yes.
Okay. For Mr. Ratcliffe, first of all, it occurs to you that when Mr. North threw the... Your best guess is that when Mr. North threw the scepter into the water, that he did that so that...
He did that so, so that...
Oh, now there's a nice echo. from Randall, it looks like. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll wait for him to come back.
We'll wait for him to come back.
Yeah, he must have said
that.
Yeah, he must have said his mic nearby his speaker.
Yep. Or is it better now? Yeah, it's better now. Okay. Anyway, that he did that in order to first interrupt the, the ceremony was already interrupted when Ellie was killed. But then he did that so that no one else who could possibly have performed the ceremony could have. So in other words, to keep anyone else, say Anna or Mr. Eugen, from doing it, from having it.
And then he drove off with those two guys.
Yes.
Oh, damn it!
Okay, for the first idea roll that everyone made, as you're kind of standing there watching the hotel burn, it occurs to you that there are some other places you could go. So Mr. Hellsmith or Professor Hellsmith probably, you know, thinks of the university might be a safe haven. If you're looking for, you know, there is that office or whatever it was where you saw the black suited gentleman previously at the cathedral. Occurs to you as another spot where you might retreat to.
I've already thought of all my spots, and they're all burned down or ransacked or torn apart or.
Well, Mr. Radcliffe,
we need to find those black-suited men.
You want to go find them?
If you're looking for someplace safe, there is a crypt that's been busted open that you could probably take shelter in.
As long as there's no zombies. Oh, boy.
Well, we could go to the library at the university. And you could look up your stuff so you know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I know most of what's going on, but we need to find out who those black suited men are and what they're doing, and I need to be sure.
And how are we going to get anywhere? What in our cars underneath the hotel?
One of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. Taxi.
Well, the Reverend Gibson has his, or Reverend Dubois has his car.
Oh, that's right. You do. Awesome. Okay. Reverend Dubois, I guess our travel is up to you.
The Reverend Dubois sits down and holds his head in his hands. And he appears to be offline for a moment.
We take his car and leave him here with the little girl.
You look over and you see his car there. You see a little blonde-headed girl sitting in the passenger seat.
Carjacker! Shoot her. No, I don't.
Mr. Dubois kind of silently indicates that he'd be happy to drive you anywhere you guys decide you want to go.
Well, I think it might be best if we need to rest to be able to be at full strength to face whatever is coming. Or it's possible that our situation is so dire that it's maybe a better idea just to rush in forward and caution be damned.
Where are we going to rush to?
We're going back to the church. We need to check out that office that those black suited men were going in.
Okay. That's where we can go then.
Alrighty.
And he gets in the car, picks up the little girl, and kind of pushes her to the side as he struggles to get into the vehicle.
Who are you? Reverend, help!
I need a professor.
An adult.
Shh, be quiet, little one.
The Reverend,
things might happen.
Reverend Dubois gets in the car too and kind of shushes her. Says, "It's okay. These are my friends." She looks at him. She looks at you guys kind of suspiciously. Okay, so Mr. Radcliffe, you're still out on the street with the unconscious bodies of Dr. Larson and Mr. Eugen.
And well, Anna. I guess I'll try.
Yes, and Anna. Yes.
I guess I'll try to pick them up one after the other and get them into the car.
Mr. Radcliffe, we got things to do. Leave them be. Somebody will be along soon to get them.
Dr. Okay, Larson well, and Mr. Eugen, would you both make con times? Just make a con roll and tell me what con you make. What multiplier you would have made.
All right.
Oh. 1.5.
4.
Okay. Mr. Ratcliffe, as you're dragging Dr. Larson towards...
Sorry, five.
Okay. As you're dragging Dr. Larson towards the car, he kind of comes around and looks up at you. His eyes open.
Dr. Larson, you all right?
Where are we? Oh, we're still
outside
here.
The hotel.
Yeah. Where's Anna?
Oh, she's around. Just laying around.
I kind of get loose from Ratcliffe and start looking for Anna.
She's laying next to Mr. Eugen, who is still unconscious.
Okay, can I try to apply first aid, or is it going to have the penalty?
Yes to both.
Okay, that's going to be a 5. Let's see. No, 79.
Just too tired, too worn out.
Can't figure this human body thing out.
I turn to Ratcliffe. What's the plan?
We're going back to the church where we first were. We need to check out that office where we saw those black-suited men enter. I think they're up to something even more horrible than anything we've possibly imagined before.
Okay. I grab Anna.
Okay.
And I head into the back of the car, and I see that it's too crowded already. Look at the little girl. Who are you?
I'm with my name's Ellie. The Reverend found me. My mommy's missing.
Ellie.
Oh dear.
Just put
Anna in the trunk.
Just lie Anna there besides Hellsmith.
Okay.
Look after her, Professor. Can you do that?
Reverend Dubois kind of comes back to him.
I can take care of her. Ain't that right?
Hey, little girl, have you ever seen a gun?
You're back though, Michael, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
sorry about that.
Just to catch you up, you're in the car. You're still parked across from the burning hotel. Professor Hellsmith is in the car with you, as is Dr. Larson and Anna now. And Dr. Larson appears to be awake. Mr. Ratcliffe is still outside the car, and Mr. Eugen's unconscious body is still lying outside as well.
I'm going to grab Mr. Eugen and try to pile him into the car as well.
Okay.
There's no way we're fitting everyone in the car.
He's going to go in the trunk.
Yeah, if people sit on people's laps and kind of sit sideways, and you can somehow force everyone, you can somehow shoehorn everyone in.
And I can sit on my lap.
Ah, watch out, my leg hurts.
Oh, dear.
And I apologize, Mr. Ratcliffe.
Yes.
I shorted you one of your ideas. It occurs to you as you're considering all this, that thanks to your adventures in South Carolina, there is someone you could ask who might know of such things.
Ah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I was thinking on those lines. But we'll need to do the... Well, you go ahead. You're the guy with the idea.
Okay. Everyone, we're going to have to do something very odd. And Reverend Dubois, you may not want to take part, but I think it's possibly one of our only chances for finding out what's going on and what we can do to stop it. Okay.
What could you possibly be referring to?
What can be any odder than what we've already done?
However, Mr. Ratcliffe, it does occur to you that in order to do that, it's going to take some time, and you're probably just too tired and too worn out right now. You really do want to get some rest before you attempt such a thing.
Yeah, that's very true.
Can't go to the hotel, right. That burned down. Can't go to Mr. Dashford's house, that burned down. Can't go to the police station, that burned down.
We need to head over towards the
if only there was some place quiet.
Yeah, like a big mansion that somebody might own in the area.
Or not burn down.
No. I mean, we can go to... Why aren't we not going to the church anymore?
You still want to go there?
Where are we going?
No, we can go to the church.
Oh, well, the church I went to is ransacked and by the crazy rioters.
Oh, no, this is a different one. It's the one we went to initially to try and find out.
Well, we can go to my house in Arkham.
You have a house in Providence?
No, not in Providence. We'll have to drive all the way to Arkham.
It's a bit long drive.
Yeah. The other option is to go to Mr. North's house. I would actually like to talk to him. Talk. Yes.
Mr. North went with the black suited guys.
Well, if they're there, the better.
You know, that could work. Let's head to Mr. North's house.
Okay.
I drive. That seems to be my role in this game.
Pray and drive.
Presumably, Mr. Ratcliffe is able to give you directions. And actually, mm-hmm. Professor Hellsmith is probably able to give you better directions, since he's the local.
Okay, do you guys know where there's a swamp around here?
Ellie looks at Reverend Hellsmith. Where are we going now?
We're going to visit a friend. If you're going to stay with us, you need to stop asking questions.
Yeah, questions are just bad for you.
She kind of sobs and presses her face into Reverend Dubois' side.
Now there, Dr. Larson. This poor girl has been through a terrible, terrible ordeal.
I need to sleep. I'm really tired. So... Let's get there, and then we'll see what can we do about this little girl. You'll be okay. Don't cry. You'll be okay.
Okay. You guys are able to make it to the North household without too much trouble.
Well, it's okay. What we could do is we could take her to those other small children around her age that we say, oh, wait.
All right, I'm gonna get out of the car. Get Mr. Dashwood's gun out of my coat pocket and try the door.
The door is actually standing open just a little bit. It creaks open.
All right, I'll push it open. Are there any lights or sounds coming in from the house?
There's no light. Make a listen roll, Mr. Ratcliffe.
Alrighty. Let's see what we got here. I would have passed, but do I still have the gigantic penalty?
Yes.
Yeah, so I hear nothing.
Yeah. It seems quiet.
Well, it's all right. I have a gun.
I get out of the car and I go with Radcliffe.
Okay.
I have my gun out.
It's
I'll stay in the car and comfort the small child and make sure she's okay. Shouldn't leave her alone.
I'll motion to Dr. Larson to follow me, and we'll sweep the first floor.
Okay. The house seems empty.
All right. Let's just check upstairs just to make sure.
Okay. The house still seems empty.
Okay. I declare it safe. All right, we'll rest here until we can get our faculties all back in order, and
yeah,
then I think you know what we have to do, Dr. Larson.
Yeah.
As you go to take the unconscious Mr. Eugen inside, he wakes up too.
Jim.
Yeah. What's going on?
We're at Mr. North's house.
Oh. Okay. What happened? All I remember
is
there was a fire. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you fell down the fire escape, and we needed to find a safe haven to rest up at.
Uh-huh. Well, we could have gone to my mansion.
Well, that's true, but I wanted to
Oh, I guess you don't know where it is.
Yeah. Huh. Plus, you wouldn't really have been able to give us directions.
No, not really.
I'll grab Anna by the wrist and start dragging her up to the door.
Bump. Bump.
Oh, God. Bump.
Bump. What the hell are you doing?
Just put her on the
I'm
back.
Helping.
Grab her.
I was just helping. And a guy help?
Kind of giving a push with my shoulder when I pass and carrying Annie.
Okay.
I'm gonna get Anna to a bed, probably where she was staying.
Okay.
With Mr. North. Are you going to just make sure that there's no one here, you know, that the windows are closed? And are you going to go back to where the rest of they are?
Okay. As you put Anna in the bed, her eyes open. They've been closed. Her eyes open, and you see that her eyes are going to move around, and she looks at you. And you notice that her eyes look quite red.
Red because she was crying, or
bleeding, internal bleeding.
Her eyes kind of flutter a little bit and then close again.
Well, okay. I'm gonna go find myself a sofa or something to sleep on, since I'm feeling a bit tired still. Not to mention I have all kinds of bruises from the...
I have a question. Are Mr. North's servants still here? Or anyone?
The house is empty.
It's totally empty.
Yep.
And I will find a nice quiet room. He didn't have any children or anything, so I doubt there's any dolls lying around, but... A nice quiet room.
Book.
I'll give her a Bible to read.
as soon as you put her in one of the big comfy chairs, she kind of slumps and falls asleep.
Oh, that's good.
Whew. Professor Harold Smith curls up on the nice cold bathroom floor and goes to sleep.
I go to Radcliffe. You know, the problem is that since we're so tired, I believe we might not be successful with whatever we have to do, because I get the feeling that we need to do something before trying to contact Jig.
Yeah, we need to
consecrate the ground or something.
Yeah, we need to find a place that's suitable, some place with lots of snakes. And we need to rest up and prepare ourselves.
Yeah. So, is there like a serpent zoo or something here in Providence?
we can ask the professor once he wakes up.
Okay. Yeah. Let's take some rest and gather some energy, and then let's get into this dark business.
Okay. So you all eventually collapse, fall asleep. Beds and sofas, there's plenty of comfortable places. Leave the door standing open.
Yeah, no. That's what I was going to say. we need to come up with a watch. So,
well, there's only two of you who are left awake at the point right now. So,
I will go and wake up Eugene. Hey, wake up.
Was that me?
That was you.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it now? The house on fire again? God.
So we need to set up a watch. You go first.
Okay.
It doesn't matter that you've just been unconscious for an hour. Get up and...
Yeah.
All right, just go to
you
sleep.
You go first so you can rest. So you can rest more.
Right. All right, well, I'm awake now, so I might as well, I guess.
Okay, yeah, and when you're done, wake up the Reverend.
All right, sure. How many constitution rolls do I need to make?
Okay, so Dr. Larson and Mr. Ratcliffe, you eventually slip off to sleep, leaving Mr. Eugene on the watch.
I'll try to stay awake.
Oh, you're actually going to bother to try to stay awake, huh? I figured, you'd just say to hell with it.
Well, I'm not very hard, so.
Make a con by two roll, Mr. Eugene.
All right. And I don't make it.
Yeah, you fall back asleep pretty quickly.
I figured as much. I could try to stay awake, but I probably won't make it, so.
Since Mr. Eugene is asleep, he doesn't wake anyone else up.
And we all die.
And you all sleep for a while. Late at night, or not late at night, you start coming around, and as you look out the windows, it looks like it's dusk. So you've all pretty much slept throughout the whole day.
Okay, but we're alive.
I feel great.
My head hurts.
All right. I actually have to be going about now, guys.
Okay.
I'm going to be sleeping for quite some time.
Yeah.
We can't seem to be able to wake up Mr. Ratcliffe.
He's sleeping the long sleep.
Okay.
Good dreams, Marlene Dietrich.
I get up, I'll check on the girl, and
She's awake. She's just kind of paging, flipping through the Bible in her hands.
Oh, good. I'll quietly leave before she notices me.
She looks up as you enter the room. I'm hungry.
Yes. Come with me. We'll see if we can't find something to eat in the kitchen.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
See ya.
Bye, sis.
See ya.
Yeah, you're able to find some food in the kitchen.
Yeah. All right. I'll make a sandwich or something.
Yep. No problem.
So how do we go about that spell, Jim? What exactly do we need to do?
Hang on a second.
Spell?
I seem to recall involving a lot of writhing and sacrificing a small girl. Huh. And someone named Ellie needed to be involved. Perfect. So
hang on, I have it here. Just so you mean to summon Yig. The spell may only be cast in an area well suited to snakes.
Forest.
Such as a desolate swamp, jungle, or desert.
Or your boot.
A number of snakes or serpent men must be present at the site with a total combined pow of at least 100. That's a lot of snakes.
How much pow does an average snake have?
That's a good question.
Probably one.
So at least 100 snakes.
It will cost you 1d10 sand and 8 magic points.
Wow.
This is the summon, Yig. How about just, you know, a phone line to Yig?
To have a chat.
Yeah. How about text messaging Yig?
Okay, we need a lot of snakes, guys.
Make an idea roll, Professor Hellsmith.
Okay. That is a pass.
You know there is a large herpetology lab at Brown University.
Well, Dr. Larson, the herpetology lab at Brown would probably have a lot of snakes for you to use. And me working there, I'm sure I can get us in there quite quickly.
Well, let's give it a try. I say the sooner we go, the better.
So are we all going, or are we going to leave the little girl here? Does the little girl really need to see what you and Mr. Ratcliffe have planned?
No. We need to leave her here. Hey, Nina.
Yes, what exactly are you planning?
Something I learned, a couple of months ago. Nothing to worry about.
Okay. That sounds very odd, but all right.
Basically, I'm going to ask someone to help us to figure out what to do next.
Uh-huh. Well,
the priest looks very concerned about this.
I have an idea on what to do next.
No,
strange ritual?
I have an idea on what to do next. Maybe we should get out of this town.
I think that's a good idea. Everybody's
gone quite crazy here.
Why don't we go to the south where nothing crazy ever happens?
Well, Why don't we do that and then we can leave town?
All right.
We should go to Iowa, the single least likely place for any Mythos activity to ever occur. It's true. Nothing ever happens in Iowa.
I was born in Iowa. Excuse me.
As we were just saying.
Nothing important ever happens in Iowa.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Okay. So who's coming with me and Professor Hellsmith?
Well, I can come along.
And Professor Radcliffe.
I can come along. I might as well see this. I'm quite intrigued, actually.
I think I have to worry about this small child I seem to have inadvertently gained the guardianship of.
Yeah, I look relieved when you say that. Very good, Father. Reverend.
Reverend, yeah.
Can you look after Anna in the meantime?
Yes, I'll look after everyone who remains here.
And can we have the keys to your car, sir? It'd be much appreciated.
Well, I'm sure he'll take good care of it, right?
Yes, we'll have Dr. Larson drive. He's an excellent driver from what I've heard.
Oh, that's good. I wouldn't want you driving.
I'll give this one to you guys free now that you're awake and feeling better and have no penalties.
Okay.
Some of you are still kind of injured.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a first aid kit, but I have no first aid skills, so.
I'm not too concerned. I just hit my head really hard, so.
Yeah, there's no possible bad side effects from that.
No, probably not.
I'm going to try to apply it to me.
Okay.
Let me see. That's a failure. Okay.
Okay, never mind.
I cannot drive.
Wait. I pass my first aid roll on Dr. Larson.
Here. Just fix it here, Reverend. That will help me.
Yeah, all right. And you get, is it D4 or D3? I don't remember.
I believe it was D4.
Yeah, it's D4.
I get 3 points back.
Good. Excellent. Okay, back to 8 points.
Ooh.
Okay, so I will drive. I feel better now. Okay, you tell me where the university is, Professor Hellsmith.
Yes, we'll get us there real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so
bye, Reverend.
Dr. Larson, Professor Hellsmith, and Mr. Eugen are headed to the university. Mr. Radcliffe is still sleeping.
Okay.
Okay, you're able to make your way there. It is dusk, but the city is pretty much as you left it. Again, you can still see people here and there, but there's not really, not completely abandoned, but it looks very strange. It's very empty. People just aren't coming out of their houses, presumably.
I tried the radio.
Okay.
See if we can pick up something from the news or news channel or whatever.
Okay. As you scan through the channels, there's not as many. There's a lot of static. There's not as many radio stations as you would kind of expect. at one point you kind of hear a voice saying, sounds like, get out of the cities. And then it kind of goes away, dissolves back into static.
Hmm. Never anything good on the radio.
Make a party luck roll.
I got 60.
I've got 60 also. Brian?
Oh, party luck roll. That would be me as the low one, wouldn't it? That is a 9.
Oh, nice. Okay. You're able to pick up one station. It's really faint. There's a lot of static. It's either a really weak signal or something far away, or a station that's really far away. You can just kind of start to make it out. And this is that. Sounds like it's a station from somewhere up in Maine, maybe. You're not sure, but you can kind of start to make out. Sounds like a news report that they've lost contact with all the cities up and down the East Coast. They don't know what's going on. They can't get a hold of anyone in New York or Washington or Baltimore or Philadelphia. The news announcer or the DJ or whoever it is sounds really scared. And then the station kind of fades away again.
Oh, that does not sound good.
Not at all.
I think you really messed up, Dr. Larson's back on the beach.
Or sleeping self. Yeah. Let's see how can we fix it.
So you guys headed to the university?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So as I said, you're able to make it there without too much trouble. Professor Hellsmith leads you to the biology department and kind of down in the building and around in a few corners, and the building is pretty much empty. Although it doesn't look like it's been looted, there's no one there that you can see. You're able to find the herpetology lab down in the basement, and it's a kind of big open lab. There are many cages with many, many snakes of all sorts of different kinds and shapes and sizes. And there's at least 100, maybe 200. There's quite a bit.
Excellent. So, Dr. Larson, is this enough snakes for you?
Yeah, it looks like. Good job, Professor Hellsmith.
Is there anything else we can do to assist you?
Let's see. Is there anything else, Jim?
Nope.
Okay. So.
Then I'm going to step out while he's doing this.
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
I would say just. You know, make sure that no one enters, and if you want, you can wait outside this place. Watch out the door.
No one enters.
Exactly.
I
no
want
one,
to see
no
this,
one
actually.
And no one out.
Mr. Eugene is going to stay and watch.
Yes. I quite want to see what's going to happen here.
Okay.
Well, that's under your own risk, okay? Don't blame me for it.
Well, I would assume so.
This is 1d10 of sanity, right? You said?
Yep. So as you're kind of standing there surrounded by the snakes and you're thinking, how do I do this?
Yeah.
And you feel kind of a relaxation coming over you, and you can feel your eyes close, and your body feels weird, like you're starting to float a little bit. And Mr. Eugene, you can see Dr. Larson's eyes close. He's kind of standing stock still. Then he starts to move. It's like he's dancing. It's a strange movement, something you've never seen before. His arms start to move, and his legs start to move, and his whole body starts to writhe. As kind of a very kind of snake-like movement. If a person could move like a snake, his whole body kind of becomes disjointed. And make a sand roll for watching this.
All right. 09. I make it. But yet another reason why white men should never dance.
That'll be a D4 San.
Oh, okay.
As you see his whole body, it looks like he's become disjointed, and he starts writhing, and he kind of falls to the ground, and he's writhing, and it's like he's a snake, and it's really a disturbing sight.
That looks disgusting. 3 points.
Okay. You can hear his...
I'm actually going to go out.
Okay. You join Professor Hellsmith back out in the hallway.
Yeah.
What's wrong? I thought you wanted to watch this.
Probably a good idea to stay in here, actually.
just as you step out, you can hear Dr. Larson start to make like some moaning or hissing kind of noises.
Yeah, I'm going to do my best to ignore that.
Dr. Larson.
Close the door.
Dr. Larson, as you feel all this come over you, yes, that will cost you a D10 San.
Okay, let's see. That's going to be...
White
oh, 10.
White men... Oh, no, that's not good. White men should never dance.
And you feel your power drain out of you as 8 magic points kind of siphon off.
Okay.
10 points of sanity. Oh, that's not good.
Then everything goes black. Then you kind of see this red glow, kind of an orange reddish glow come up, and it's like you're standing in a black void, and the reddish glow kind of appears and starts to gain, and things start to come into focus, and it looks like you're standing back in the chamber where the Serpent Queen was. You see this giant, massive figure of a huge, enormous snake in front of you. The eyes, big yellow eyes, open, and they look at you, and, Dr. Larson, welcome. And I think that's a good place to call it for the day.
Okay.
That's
what I'm going to do.
I have a feeling that's not going to end too well.
Now with those 10 points of sanity now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the sanity for seeing Yig again. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. That was just for the spell.
Yeah. That's the problem with the calling and summoning spells.
As long as I don't kill everyone when I go out.
Well.
All right.
It's going to be exciting, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe next time I'll spend some less, a bit less time unconscious.
Or sleeping.
Meanwhile.
Or sleeping.
I'm living a Lifetime movie over here.
Well, yes, if the Lifetime movie involves the Catholic priest and the little girl.
The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to y'all next week.
Okay.
Yep. Bye. We'll see what happens. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.